You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopla-Inkney with your local newscast. The Wyoming Department of Health says that tick season is here. That means it's time to re-educate ourselves on tick-borne illnesses. Wyoming Public Radio's David Dudley has more.
It's springtime in the Cowboy State. Wyomingites are raring to go outside again. But before you go on that hike, take a moment to protect yourself and your loved ones from tick-borne diseases like tularemia, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, and Colorado Tick Fever. Courtney Tillman is an infectious disease expert with the Wyoming Department of Health. She says the best way to prevent tick-borne illnesses is to prevent tick bites.
There's a variety of things that people can do to prevent tick bites. Applying insect repellent, we recommend those approved by the EPA. Additionally, if you're going to be spending a lot of time outdoors, you can treat your clothing with permethrin.
Tillman suggests avoiding grassy and brushy areas by sticking to the center of trails. You can also do tick checks when returning from hiking and walking in such areas. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
As Sexual Assault Awareness Month comes to a close, One Jackson organization is offering survivors an opportunity to heal. The Community Safety Network has been offering workshops for survivors of sexual assault and any other trauma. The last workshop in the series, happening Friday evening, is a collaboration with Home Yoga. It will focus on movement, journaling, and meditation to heal from past traumas. The event is confidential, and Spanish interpretation will be available. Six Native American tribes that use water from the Colorado River signed an agreement with the river's upper basin states to work together on sharing the shrinking river in the future. Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico are promising to share information going forward. Avery Tafoya is a council member with the Jicarilla Apache Nation.
I see it as a win, basically, for all the indigenous tribes, because I feel like it kind of opens that door to where if we all work together with the common goal, we'll be heard and we can make an impact.
The new alliance comes amid contentious talks about the future of the Colorado River. More than half of the 30 tribes that use its water have co-signed a letter asking the federal government for better representation after a long history of exclusion. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopula-Inkney.